In a very busy time, understandably, for West County Supervisor Linda Hopkins. Good morning to you, Supervisor Hopkins.
Good morning, Pat. How are you doing?
First of all, welcome back from maternity leave and welcome to young Lyndon into the world.
Thank you very much.
Yes, glad to have you back. And boy, did you pick a good time to be back.
Perfect timing.
Yes, it is. Of course, your district, the West County, underwater this morning, along with many of the rest of us, too. What's the current status of things on the river?
So we're at about 42.5 feet right now, and we have just road closures all over the place. A lot of our communities are isolated with no way in and no way out right now. The county has been working around the clock along with the National Guard, the Sheriff's Department, and all of our local fire agencies. So we've got our full incident command system operational in West County and are following our flood protocol, which we've obviously has been tried and tested.
We're experienced at it, yes.
Few decades.
Yes, yes, indeed. Yep.
And we do have the National Guard working their swift water rescue equipment on order in terms of boats. And they do have their high water vehicles and are able to rescue folks who are stranded and not too much water, but in water that's too much for regular vehicles.
Last time the National Guard was here for flooding purposes, they were certainly here in 1986 and those record-breaking floods. And Monterio Fire Chief Steve Baxman equated this flood with that flood this morning.
We are worried about that, I will be honest. In Healdsburg, the river actually reached the highest height since 1964, and so we are really waiting and seeing what that means for downriver. The forecast has been consistent for the past several issuances at 46 feet, but there is some concern in the community and longtime river folks that this feels like it might be higher than that. And the scary thing is that if it gets 1 or 2 feet higher than 46 feet, that means that all of downtown Guerneville is inundated, and that is a tremendous loss for our business community and downtown Guerneville, not to mention our residents. We have thousands of residents who will already be affected at 46 feet, but every additional foot at this kind of a flood just impacts tremendously more people.
And thank goodness for all of those homes that were rebuilt over the years, and many of them on stilts or in second stories, so that the story could be worse as a result of this. But one of the things that we were talking about earlier, Supervisor Hopkins, is that once that water recedes, the cleanup itself is a daunting effort.
That is actually one of the hardest things. Everyone, you sort of get all of the press and everyone's talking about it, right, when the water is flooding. But the hardest part is actually the cleanup and the impacts that can linger, for months and years, actually, in terms of mold that takes root in houses or businesses and things like that. But I am definitely going to try to mobilize some volunteer crews to go out there and help business owners and homeowners. I'm hoping that we can get some fire agencies that are outside of West County involved and coming in with water trucks to help hose down roads and driveways.
Yeah.
That's always helpful. And of course, Chief Baxman always comes with the Monterio fire trucks, and Russian River Fire Department always shows up with their water trucks after a flood. But I'm hoping that we can make it kind of a countywide effort, because this is a big flood. This is not your sort of run-of-the-mill 34, 35, 36 feet. This is, I have friends who are texting me photos of giant propane tanks lodged in their yards. This is the kind of flood that really takes an entire community coming together to recover from.
And there's something about that Russian River silt that just doesn't want to go away. It's tough to get rid of.
Yeah, and there are a number of folks, and actually, same thing happened out at my farm where people just literally got finished cleaning up from the more minor flood on Valentine's Day, hosed out everything, and then, now it's that much and even more that they've got to deal with again. It clings to everything, that fine silt.
Do we have enough personnel with regard to the Emergency Operations Center to help?
We do, and our county staff has been amazing. We have the sheriff's deputies that have a huge surge capacity of folks who are stationed in the lower Russian River. We have emergency personnel stationed at all of the different spots that become isolated, so that every spot kind of has, their own emergency response crews there, even if the communities themselves can't drive in and out of those areas. So we're following the Blue Book plan that we've had for decades, and it's working.
And one question that is always always an interesting one to me at a time like this, and that is, how many of the Russian River residents, not a specific number, but a general ballpark, how many actually have evacuated since the mandatory order came out yesterday afternoon?
I will say that I would guess that more stayed than not. That's just kind of the sense that I get from people that I've talked to who say, yeah, my whole neighborhood decided we're going to stay, you know, we're in this together. And that's where I get a little bit worried about what if we have an extra foot or two, because those folks who would have been fine with a 44, 45, 46 foot flood might not be fine in a 48-foot flood, which is why it's really important to make sure that we have the swift water rescue capability.
Yeah.
And I also talked to Cal OES yesterday about making sure that there would be helicopters available should it come to that. So we do have equipment that is ready to be, you know, sort of ordered or deployed if should the water get higher than we had anticipated.
And one more question for you, Supervisor Hopkins, and that is, I know the city of Santa Rosa actually declared a kind of emergency based on damage done from the storm 2 weeks ago. What will the county do with regard to this particular flood?
So we actually convened our board meeting yesterday afternoon in an emergency fashion and did declare a state of emergency for Sonoma County. I am now working on lobbying the governor's office to make sure that we actually get a state-recognized disaster. We're hoping to actually tack it on to his disaster proclamation yesterday for the Valentine's Day flood. But we are really going to need state and federal resources to recover from this disaster. And so we are really hoping that Governor Newsom will declare us a state-declared disaster.
Wouldn't it be nice to have a little stretch where we didn't have to worry about any declaration of emergency?
It seems that we go from fire to flood, and in between, you know, are inundated with smoke. And so it's been a tough year for Sonoma County. But the good news is that you see the strength of the community in all of these disasters. And I think that now more than ever before, we have so much sympathy and empathy for our friends who are going through losses from disasters. And so I really believe the community is going to step up and pull together and help everyone through this.
And glad to have you with us this morning. I know it is a very busy time for our West County Supervisor. Would love to chat with you again tomorrow morning and check on the status of things.
Absolutely. And thank you for keeping all of us aware of all of the road closures, because there are so many in West County and the few roads that are open are jammed with traffic. So you have been a lifeline for us out here. Thank you so much for your provision of information. Always grateful.
Welcome and welcome back to work. That is Supervisor Linda Hopkins from the West County District. And obviously that is the focus of much of our attention, even though so much of the trouble has expanded through other parts of Sonoma County, the Sonoma Valley, certainly Petaluma, now in the Larkfield area. And let's get back to traffic if we can.